The Medrash Rabbah notes a fascinating difference between what we see in Parshas Vayikra and the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Throughout Parshas Vayikra, there are many, many tzivuy and many, many commandments to the Kohanim. But every single one of those commandments is given over to Bnei Aharon HaKohen, to Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, to the sons of Aharon, or to some generic term of Kohen. There isn't a single mitzvah given over in Parshas Vayikra of something to do in the Avodah where it's given over to Aharon himself. Everything is given over to Aharon's sons. And the Medrash, at the beginning, the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, quotes a conversation that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and Ribono Shel Olam. Amar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habor snu'a u'meimeha chavivim. I don't understand. Is the well rejected and its waters are favored? You say so many nice things, so many tzivuyim to the sons of Aaron. What about Aaron? Says, you give so much kavod, you're not going to give any special tzivuy to Aaron. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Chayecha, shebishvucha anim mekarvo. Says, you're right. I hear your argument. I'm going to bring him close. V'lo'od el ha'shani oso so ikar uban of tfeilin. And I'm going to make him the ikar, the important one, and his sons will be secondary. And that's the beginning of Parshas Tzav. V'aydaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, Tzav es Aharon, ves banav leimor. But when you take a look at the mitzvah that's at the beginning of Parshas Tzav that's given over to Aharon as being the ikar and his sons are secondary, it's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. What's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? Every morning there would be a Kohen who would go to the Mizbeach and take off some of the ashes and put it next to the Mizbeach. A presumably very menial task, to the extent that when it had to be, the ashes had to be taken outside, he had to change his clothing because it was something that could ostensibly get the big day Kohen to be unclean, to be dirty. This was the mitzvah that was chosen to give an over to Aaron over all the other mitzvahs mentioned that are possible in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show the greatness of Aaron. And so asks of Mordechai Miller from Gateshead. And he suggests the following answer. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Daled tells us that there are four times that a person is supposed to bow during the Shemona Esrei, during the Amidah. In the first bracha, in the Birchas Avos at the beginning and at the end, and in the bracha of Modim at the beginning and the end. And then the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon ben Pazi in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara. That's for the average person. But the Kohen Gadol bows at the end of every single bracha. And the Melech has to bow at the beginning and at the end of every single bracha. Why? So Rashi comments, Kol Masher Gadol Biyoter Tzorech Lahachnio Ulahashpil Atzmo. The greater the man, the more should he humble himself and submit himself. The fact that the Kohen Gadol has to bow more than the average person and that the Melech has to bow more than the Kohen Gadol is not a sign of their lowliness. Rather, it's a sign of their greatness. Because the greater the person, the more humility they have to show. And the same is true with Aharon. Choosing Aharon or mentioning Aaron as being primary when it comes dafka to the mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen, of what appears to be, relatively speaking, a menial task, is not a sign of Aaron's lowliness. but rather it's a sign of his greatness. The greater the person, the more he needs to humble himself. And therefore, to be Zorik the Dam here, and to become Mekabel the Dam over there, to do the other tasks with the Karbanos, that may be for any Kohen. But to come along and take the Deshen off the Mizbeach, that's something that should be primarily for the greatest of the Kohanim. And that's why the mitzvah was given over primarily to Aaron, even though a regular Kohen can do this as well. And there are stories, many, many stories, that are told about Gedolei Yisrael, who are not hesitant to engage in what would seem to be menial tasks, because despite their greatness, or because of their greatness, they also were accompanied by a tremendous sense of humility. There's a famous story told about Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz Zatzal, that there was an Avreich, Kollel younger man, who came to him and he said, Rabbi, my wife wants me, when I leave in the morning to come to yeshiva, she wants me to take out the garbage and throw it in the trash can. And, you know, I'm there in my hat, my jacket, I'm an Avreich, I'm in a Ben Torah. I don't think it's mechubad for me to have to start emptying the trash in the garbage can. So Mordechai Gifter nods his head and listens and says, I hear what you're saying. The Avreich left, convinced that Mordechai Gifter agrees with him. The next morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever the time was, somebody comes knocking. There's a knock on the door of this Avreich. So Avreich goes and opens the door. And who's standing there? He says, the Rosh Yeshiva. Mordechai Gifter. He says, Rosh Yeshiva, what are you doing here? He said, I came to help out your wife. I understood you're a kolon yaman. It's beneath your dignity to take out the garbage. But for me, it's fine. I don't mind. So I came to take out the garbage to help out your wife. And hopefully, the message was well understood. And another story, if I remember the details correctly, Rav Nevinson says that he heard once that Rav Moshe Feinstein, it was in the month of June, many, many decades ago, and Rav Moshe was invited to a number of different weddings in one night. So he went with one person, and they were traveling on the subway here and traveling subway there and wishing Mazel Tov at this wedding and Mazel Tov at that wedding. And the person accompanying Reb Moshe was lamenting the fact that Nebach, so much Bittul Torah was being caused because he had to go to the wedding. So Moshe looked at him, he says, what Bittul Torah? He says, while traveling on the subway, he's already preparing many different shiurim. Reb Moshe didn't necessarily need svarim to prepare all the shiurim. The subway could prepare shiurim. So if I remember it correctly, Rav Nevinson, when he told of the story, he wasn't so misspoiled on the fact that when Rav Moshe was traveling on the subway, he could prepare shiurim. That's what else would you expect of the Gadol Hador? But what he was misspoiled about, what he was amazed about, is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hador, was traveling to weddings on the subway. No limousine, no chauffeur, no one picking up. He just got into the subway and traveled. Why? Because he was invited to chassan here and a chassan there. So fine, I'll get in the subway and travel. Ad kedei kach. And that in Rav Nevinson's mind showed us the godless of Rav Moshe. That here's a person, whether it's his Bein Adam Lamakom and his Bein Adam Lachavero, is willing to do what would seem to be menial things, things below his dignity. No, that's nothing below his dignity. Because when you're so great and you have such anivos, so nothing is beneath your dignity. So when we see these great people, from their perspective, maybe it's a sign of humility. But from our perspective, it's clearly a sign of their greatness.